You know, I'll tell you a story about my dad. My dad was an elementary school principal. I really believe, too, looking back on my life, this was what made me a whistleblower. Anytime there was a school that really needed to be cleaned up, they would send my dad. And in 2 or 3 years, he would have that place spinning like a top. He applied for a position as the high school principal. And he was interviewed by the school board, of course. And I remember him saying, I was in sixth grade at the time, so I was like 11. And I remember him saying, well, if I get the job, they'll call tonight. And I went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water. And I woke up my dad and I said, Dad, did they call? And he said, no, they didn't call. I didn't get the job. Well, 3 years later, the job of assistant superintendent opened up. And my dad had superintendent's certification. So he applied for that job. And same thing. He said, well, if I get the job, they'll call tonight. And I stayed up that night until almost 11. And I said, Dad, they didn't call again. And he said, no, I knew they weren't going to call. I'm never going to get one of these jobs. And I said, why not? Because he was clearly, I mean, not just because he was my dad, he was clearly the best qualified, the smartest person for these jobs. And he said, I'm not going to get the job because I won't pay the bribe that they're demanding. He said, the members of the school board are demanding bribes, and I'm just not going to pay it. He said, I could, but it's not honest, and I won't take a job that I get by taking a bribe. That stuck like glue in my mind for the rest of my life. This was almost 50 years ago. It was 50 years ago. But my dad would not pay a bribe, and he paid with it, for it, with his career. That's something that I'm very proud of.